The most amazing thing that I know today is that God loves me. I can hardly say it with eyes that are dry. No Bible subject excites me like that of the love of God. I love to wade in its streams, bathe in its springs, and swim in its oceans. From the time that my mother, who now is nearing 96, who sits on the fourth row this morning, put me on her knee beneath the light of a kerosene light and the heat of a wood stove, and opened her old Bible and said, "Son, Jesus loves you." I've marveled in that wonderful love. From the time the little Sunday school superintendent named Mrs. Bethel put me as a little barefoot boy on her knees in the beginner department of the Fernwood Baptist Church in the ghetto area of Dallas, Texas, and she said, "Jackie boy, did you know that Jesus loves you?" I've never gotten over that. People often ask me, "Brother Hiles, what would you rather preach on than any other subject?" That's easy. The love of God. This morning, I want to be a child for a while because I want my love for Christ to always recapture that childlike love. Praise Him, praise Him, all ye little children, God is love. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. You won't hear any better news in your life than that. Jesus loves the little children. Sing it. All the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children. I've never enjoyed John 3:16 as I do today. For God so loved the world. For God so loved. How much did God love? Could we with ink the ocean fill? Or were the sky of parchment made? For every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade. To write the love of God would drain the ocean dry, nor could the whole contain the scroll, though stretched from sky to sky. I find myself singing so often these days, and I hesitate to even call it singing, but God loves it. I find myself singing, "O love that will not let me go." I love that. "I hide my restless soul in Thee. I give to Thee the life I owe." You know, I've never sung so much walking down the street. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the Master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I, love lifted me. But God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How much does God love me? Take all the love that every husband in the world has ever had for his wife, and add to that all the love that every wife has ever had for a husband, and add to that all the love that every mother has ever had for a son, and add to that all the love that every son has ever had for a mother, and add to that all the love that every mother has ever had for a daughter, and add to that all the love that every daughter has ever had for a son or mother, or a mother, and add to that all the love that every father has ever had for a daughter, and add to that all the love that every daughter has ever had for a father, and add to that all the love that every father has ever had for a son, and add to that all the love that every son has ever had for a father, and add to that all the love that every sweetheart has ever had for a sweetheart, Add to that all the love that every brother's ever had for a sister, and add to that all the love that every sister's ever had for a brother. And add to that all the love that every patriot has ever had for his country. And add to that all the love that every artist has ever had for his work of art. And add to that all the love that every fiancé has ever had for a fiancé. And add to that all the love that every friend has ever had for a friend. And add to that all the love that every pastor has ever had for his people. And add to that all the love that all the people have ever had for their pastors. And add to that all the love that every teacher has ever had for a student. And add to that all the love that every student has ever had for a teacher, and add to that all the love that every human being has ever had for any relationship in life, you will have gathered just a drop of God's ocean of love, just one star in God's constellation of love, just one line in God's book of love, just one book in God's library of love, just one flower in God's garden of love, and just one grain in God's desert of love. I don't know any better news today than to tell you that God loves you. But you say, it doesn't matter what you want. I'm not very loving. God loves the unloving. But I'm not very lovable. God loves the unlovable. But preacher, I'm not very lovely. God loves the unlovely. I'm saying, I do not know any better news in this world today than to know that God loves me. Wonderful story of love. Tell it to me again. Wonderful story of love. Wake the immortal strain. Angels with rapture announce it, and shepherds with wonder receive it. Sinner, oh, won't you believe it? Wonderful story of love. Sailor boys away from home, God loves you this morning. God loves you. Rescue mission men sleeping in a rescue mission night after night, God loves you this morning. Deaf people who never heard the beauty of the songs this morning, God loves you today. Blind people who walk in a world of darkness, God loves you today. Pathfinders, educable, slow, God loves you today. And preachers on the staff, God loves you. And choir members, God loves you. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. Now, I don't know any better news than that, unless it would be this. He first loved us. Would you let me for a while bathe in that beautiful ocean of those four little lines? He first loved us. May I share with you what it means? Oh, little child, no, I love him. But the reason I do, before I loved him, he loved me. And that's true. That's the surface of the scripture. Before we loved him, he loved me. When I was unloving, he loved me. When I was unlovable, he loved me. When I was unlovely, he loved me. I mean, way back before everybody, my mother told me that Jesus loved me, God loved me. And before my Sunday school teacher ever said, Jesus loves you, God loved me. And I love him today for many reasons, but I love him, the Bible says, because he first loved me. But that's not all it teaches. We love him because he first loved us. And that means the first thing he did was love us. He first loved us. That's the first thing the great heart of God ever did. He first loved us. Oh, yeah, he loved us before we loved him. But it's greatly deeper than that. The first thing he ever did before God ever made the earth, he loved me. Before God ever put a star into heaven, he loved me. Before God ever planted a tree in the soil, he loved me. Before God ever dropped the teardrops of deity and made lakes on the ground, he loved me. Before God ever made the ocean, before God ever put a petal on a flower, he loved me. Before God ever put the sun in its place as the light to rule the day, he loved me. Before God made the lesser light, the moon, to rule the night, before God made the stars, the Milky Way, the North Star, the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, before God ever did anything, he loved me. When there was no earth, God loved me. When there was no world, God loved me. When there were no planets, God loved me. I'm saying the first thing God did, we love him because he first loved us. What does that mean? That means because he loved us before we loved him. It means something else. It means the first thing that God ever did was love us. God is love. Praise him. Praise him, all you little children. God is love. One of the great tragedies about Christianity today in our fundamental circles is we've outgrown the primary grade. I mean, we're too interested explaining God's love. Well, boy, enjoy it. I'm not so much interested in you telling me the contents of the fish I'm eating. Let me just enjoy the fish. I stopped this morning, and I shouldn't have, but I did. I got me an ice cream bar. I didn't read the ingredients. I didn't read how much salt and sodium and sugar and milk and where it came from. I couldn't tell you where it's manufactured. It may have been manufactured in Cairo, Egypt, all I know. I just enjoyed it. And I'm not so much concerned this morning about letting you theologically dissect the love of God as I am trying to tell you there's a great God in heaven, the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God of God and King of kings and Lord of lords. That God, the first thing he ever did, he loved you. He loved you. What does it mean? It means before we loved him, he loved us. What does it mean? We love him because he first loved us. It means the first thing he did was love us. But what does it mean? It means the first creature that he loved was us. God loves the angels. But before God ever loved an angel, God loved me. God loves animal life. This is cute. The other day we had something going on in the fellowship hall after the service. We have in this auditorium after we leave several hundreds and hundreds of little bus kids come from the ghetto areas, and they come in here, and Brother Ray Young tells them about the love of God, and then those who receive Christ, they take them individually and talk to them, our little group, maybe of two or three in a group. The other day we had something in the fellowship hall and couldn't use that, the soul winning place, and they're using the hallway in my office area. And as I walk down the hall, we have about 2:30 coming back to the office, about 2:15, I guess. There's a little huddle, a little bus kids, poor as could be. And one of our soul winners was there telling them. And the little boy was saying, all I heard was, can my dog go too? Isn't that great? Can my dog go too? He was so sincere. He just heard about heaven. And how that you trust Jesus, you can go to heaven. But his dog couldn't go. He didn't want to go. And he said, can my dog go too? And I'm saying, God loves animals. But before God ever loved a dog, he loved me. Before God ever loved the birds that fly and sing as a choir in the heavens, he loved me. Before God ever loved the fish that swim, he loved me. Before God ever loved the cherubim, he loved me. Before God ever loved the seraphim, he loved me. Before God ever loved Michael, he loved me. Before God ever loved Gabriel, he loved me. Before God, we love him because he first loved us. What does it mean? Before I loved him, he loved me. That isn't all. Before he did anything else, he loved me. He first loved me, and that isn't all. He loved me before he loved anything else. There's something more. He loved me from the first. He loved me from the first. He loved him because he first loved us, because he loved us from the first. I'm so glad about this. There never has been a time that God hasn't loved me. When I wandered from him, he still loved me. When I refused to speak about him, was ashamed to tell his name, he still loved me. I don't care how deep you've gone in sin, the love of God's a little deeper. I don't care how far you've gone from God, the love of God's a little farther. I don't care how black your sins are, the love of God goes just a bit beyond the depth of your sins. High as the highest sky, deep as the deepest sea, wide as the widest ocean, God loves me. God loves you this morning. If last night you were in a bawdy house, he loves you. If last night you were in a tavern, bring reproach to the name of your Creator, he loves you. If last night you were discoing in the wee hours and listening to satanic music, God loves you. Let me stop to tell everybody in the house, the God of gods, the Creator of the universe, he loves you this morning. There's never been a time when he didn't love you. Never has been. Oh, we ought to jump up and down and clap our hands and say, hallelujah, glory to God. I am so glad that my Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see, and this is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. I say there never has been a time when he didn't love me. He loved me. We love him because he first loved us. He first loved us. What does it mean? Before I loved him, he loved me. What does it mean? The first thing God ever did was to love me. What does it mean? The first creature God ever loved was me. And what does it mean? From the first, God loves me. And that means something else. It means before he ever did anything else for us, he loved us. God didn't make the stars for us and then love us. God made the stars for us because he loved us. Sometimes you read that amazing 8th Psalm, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. To set thy glory above the heavens, crowd the mouths of babes and sucklings, as thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the work of thy hands, the sun, the moon, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a Lord and the angels, thou hast put all things under his fingers, and all sheep and oxen, yea, the beast, the field, the fowl, the air, and the fish of the sea. And what shall pass it? You know why God made the sun to rise in the morning? Because he loved me. You know why God made the moon for the nighttime? Because he loved me. You know why God made the birds to sing like feathered choirs in Gloryland? Because he loved me. You know why God raised the saps of the trees in California and called them redwoods? Because he loved me. You know why God made the pines of Carolina and raised them like steeples above his earthly sanctuary? Because he loved me. You know why God painted the rose, the daffodil, the tulip? Because he loved me. But before he ever made anything, he loved me. Before he ever did anything else for us, he loved us. I'll be honest with you. I don't understand it. I don't understand it if you don't love him. I can't comprehend that. I don't understand it. I mean, I just can't figure it out. I mean, if the perfect God could love imperfect man, if the sinless God could love sinful man, if the omnipotent God could love weak man, the omniscient God could love frail man, if the God of gods could love sinners of sinners, I don't understand it. Looks like to me you ought to run down this aisle this morning and say, blessed be God, if he could love me, I'll love him. He first loved us. He loved us first. What does it mean? It means before we loved him, he loved us. It means the first thing he ever did was to love us. It means the first creature that he ever loved was us. It means from the first he loved us. It means before he did anything else for us, he loved us. That's the first thing that God ever did for you. He loved you. And how much? For God so loved the world that he gave. He didn't love because he gave. He gave because he loved. What does it mean? It means, and I love this, the first loved us. The first loved us by rank. By rank. Mrs. Reagan this morning can look in the Oval Office and point to her husband and say, the President of the United States loves me. I can look in the Oval Office and say, the one that made the President of the United States loves me. Ah, the top boy loves me. I mean, the one on top. I mean, the one that made it all, he loves me. The first loved us. The highest loved us. The top loved us. Look who loves us. Hey, look who loves us. Red and yellow, black and white. We're all precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. He loves the staggering man who wandered out of Skid Row last night and sought for a cigarette butt to add to a half inch of liquor he found in an empty bottle beside the curb. He loved him. He loves the woman in the red light district selling her body for a few paltry dollars and selling her soul because of it. He loves her. He loves the man holding the smoking gun in his hand after he's taken the most precious thing that human beings know apart from eternal life. He loves him. He loves the man that's in the cell, in the prison, in the solitary confinement cell. He loves him. He loves the fallen woman. He loves the fallen man. He loves the broken. He loves the alcoholic. He loves the down and outer. He loves those in deep in sin. I was seeking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. the master of the sea, heard not his sparing cry. On the waters lifted me, now safe am I. What calls it love lifted me? That's why the Bible says his love constraineth us. I believe in the doctrine of hell, and I think that some folks get saved to avoid burning in hell. I believe in the doctrine of the imminent coming of our Savior, and some get saved in order to avoid of being unprepared when Jesus comes and being left at the rapture. But I'll guarantee you, you add every other motive for being saved, every other compulsion for being saved, add them all together. And they all together will fall short of that compulsion, the fact that God loves me. He first loved us. What does it mean? It means that before we loved Him, He loved us. It means that the first thing He ever did was to love us. It means the first creature that He loved was us. It means from the first, He's always loved us. It means before He did anything else for us, He loved us. It means the first in rank loved us. And then it means that in the first, He loved us. In the beginning, He loved us. I love to think of that. Did you know when God said, "Let there be light," He said, "I bet old Jack will enjoy the sunshine." When God made the stars in the heavens, I bet He said, "Hope Jack enjoys them. I love him." I still am a stargazer to this day. Almost every night when I travel, I try to walk around a little bit just about dusk, and I find the first star. I look up and I always say, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, up above the world so high like a diamond in the sky. Starlight, star bright, first star I've seen tonight. I wish I might have this wish I wish tonight." And one day God made those stars, and He said, "I hope Jack likes them." And one day God made the strawberry, and He said, "I hope my people enjoy those. I love them so much." And God put the apple on the tree and said, "I hope my people enjoy those." And God made pizza. And He said, "I hope the devil's crowd chokes on that." And God made the tree that spreads its limbs and branches like an umbrella. And God said, "My people are going to need some shade." And God made the fruit tree and said, "My people are going to need some fruit and some juice." And God made the okra and said, "My people enjoy that more than anything else in the whole world." And then God reached the zenith of creation, and He made turnip greens and squash, black-eyed peas that some of you folks with natural minds do not understand or comprehend. Never was a time when no king had ever sat on a throne yet, "God loved me." When no bird had ever flown through the sky, "God loved me." When no star had ever twinkled at night, "God loved me." When no river ever sought its way to the ocean, "God loved me." No raindrop had ever melted the condensation that caused it to go back to the cloud from which it came, "God loved me." God loves you this morning. Oh, what news, what news, what news. "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Oh, love of God, how great, how pure, how measureless and strong." I love this. "It shall forevermore endure." It'll never wear out. And the longer I live, the more I appreciate and revel in the love of God. Look at me and I'm through. Look at me. There's a part of that that's tragic we can always quote. We can always quote, "He first loved us." That's true for everybody. "He first loved us." And the tragedy is, it cannot always be said, "We love Him. We love Him." may I have your attention? I'm a fundamentalist preacher. That means I hate everybody. I'm a fundamentalist preacher. That means I trip old women who walk across busy downtown streets. I'm a fundamentalist preacher. That means I push old men down steep hills in wheelchairs. I'm a fundamentalist preacher. That means I stick little boys and girls in the eyeballs of ice picks. I'm a fundamentalist preacher. That means that when your kids are bad, you should be good, or Brother Howell's going to get you. I'm a fundamentalist preacher. But may I tell you a little secret? I love to be loved. I love every little penny and nickel and dime that's pushed under my door on Sunday morning. I love the nickels more than I love the pennies. But I love every little sound of a little child that puts his voice up now under my door, at my bottom of my door, and says, I want it from the hollows. I love every note that comes and says, you're the greatest preacher in the whole world. I don't love it enough to trim a message. I don't love it enough not to preach the truth, but I love it. I'm a fundamentalist preacher. But if one of my friends or somebody that I love doesn't love me, I'm grieved. Can you imagine? Can you, in your most fond imagination, can you imagine how much it must hurt God when you don't love Him? I think the Heavenly Father looked down this morning, and I think that Jesus said, some of my people don't mean that. They're taking the communion, and some of my folks are looking around watching to see what other folks have on. And there's some folks are taking communion, and now they're gone to sleep. Can you imagine how the great heart of God yearns for us to reciprocate His love? When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love full mingle down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my love, my life, my all. I set him. Theology class. I sat in hermeneutics class. I sat in apologetics class. I studied Paulinian theology and Petrian theology and systematic theology. But I come today, after it's all over, college, seminary, and all the studying through the years, to tell you, to me, the greatest truth in the Bible is this. Jesus, sing it, loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but... And this is the greatest truth in the Bible. Yes, Jesus loves me. You'll never beat that. Yes, Jesus loves.
You may now please turn in our Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel, the